Authorities in South Korea temporarily closed two hospitals amid persistent fears over the MERS virus outbreak, which has killed 13 people through Friday, though health officials said they are seeing fewer new infections. More than 120 people in South Korea have been diagnosed with Middle East Respiratory Syndrome since the country reported its first case last month. The outbreak, the largest outside Saudi Arabia, has been occurring only in hospitals among patients, family members who visited them, and medical staff treating them. Still, it has caused widespread fears and rumors, and about 2,900 schools and kindergartens remained closed Friday. South Korean officials have hoped the disease would begin to ease since the virus's maximum 2-week incubation period for those infected at a Seoul hospital considered as the main source of the outbreak ended Friday. However, several hospitals have treated MERS patients, and the later incubation periods for them is raising worries of possible new sources of infections. MediHeal Hospital in western Seoul and Changwon SK Hospital in the southern city of Changwon were ordered to temporarily shut down after MERS patients were found to have had contact with hundreds of people there before they were diagnosed, according to officials at Seoul and Changwon. There are currently no MERS patients at the two hospitals, but dozens of medical staff and existing patients are quarantined at the facilities. MediHeal is to reopen on June 23rd and Changwon SK on June 24th, city officials said. Central government officials say there is little chance of the virus spreading from those hospitals because they are quarantining people who had contacts with infected people and monitoring them. "We see no danger of an additional spread," Jeong Yun Kyung, a senior official from the Korea Center for Disease Control and Prevention, told a news conference. She said only a small number of new infections could still be reported from those hospitals. Some experts have said the outbreak could continue if there are a large number of infected people who evaded government quarantine measures and spread the virus. The health ministry reported just 4 new cases on Friday after registering 14 Thursday and 13 on Wednesday. About 3,680 people were still isolated on Friday after possible contacts with infected people, a decline from more than 3,800 on Thursday, according to the ministry. Senior ministry official Kwon Jeok-chul told the news conference that the public should stop worrying too much about the outbreak as the number of new cases has been falling. Most of the deaths have been of people suffering from pre-existing medical conditions, such as respiratory problems or cancer. 3 MERS patients in their 70s died on Friday, raising the country's number of MERS-related deaths to 13. The 3 had suffered from conditions such as pneumonia, asthma, lung diseases, and high blood pressure before they were confirmed as having MERS, the health ministry said. Experts think MERS can spread in respiratory droplets, such as by coughing, but transmissions have mainly occurred through close contact, such as living with or caring for an infected person. MERS has a death rate of about 40% among reported cases. It belongs to the family of viruses that includes the common cold and SARS and can cause fever, breathing problems, pneumonia, and kidney failure. This article posted by Hyung Jin Kim and Kim Tong Hyung for the Associated Press in Seoul, South Korea.